Hi stars, welcome to the Starsology Astrology Podcast. I am your host, Alison Price, a professional astrologer at Starsology. Join us as we delve into the personal and professional lives of astrologers from around the world, discussing their journeys into the field, their daily routines, and their thoughts on the current state of astrology. Each episode features candid conversations with experienced astrologers who share their insights and experiences with our listeners. From the challenges of building a successful astrology practice to the joys of interpreting a chart, we cover it all. Our guests also provide tips and advice on how to incorporate astrology into your own life, whether you're a seasoned practitioner or just starting out. In addition to our guest interviews, we also offer information on the latest astrological events and phenomena, as well as practical advice on how to apply astrology to your daily routine. We cover everything from horoscopes and birth charts to astrology in the media and popular culture. Whether you're a seasoned astrologer or just curious about this fascinating field, the Starsology Astrology Podcast is the perfect podcast for you. Join us as we explore the mysteries of the cosmos and the intricacies of the astrologer's life. In this, our very first edition, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about my astrology story, about how I got into astrology in the first place. So I had always been drawn to the skies and fascinated by the patterns and movements of the stars above. I thought I wanted to be an astronomer, and I haunted the planetarium in my town like a ghost. When, as a teenager at school one day, while in a dusty and, dare I say, boring grade 9 science class, my teacher opened a book that would change my life forever. It was a book on astrology, Linda Goodman's Sun Signs, filled with intricate charts and diagrams that promised to unlock the secrets of the cosmos. My science teacher read some sun signs from the book, and then she got to the Leo part, which was my sign. And I was astonished by what she read. It described me. I bought a copy of Sun Signs and devoured the book, poring over its pages with rapt attention. I soon find myself immersed in a world of cosmic symbols and astrological signs, eagerly studying every nuance and detail, plying my skills on everyone who would listen. But despite my passion for astrology, I felt lost and alone in my quest for knowledge. I longed for a mentor, someone who could guide me through the complexities of the stars and help me unlock their hidden meanings. Let me introduce my first astrology teacher. And so it was that my prayers were answered in the form of a wise and learned man named Dr. David Saunders. He was an old astrologer and a doctor of homeopathy, with a lifetime of experience and a deep understanding of the celestial realm. He sported long white hair and always wore white clothes. I signed up his 2-year astrology diploma class, and even though he lived 50 kilometres away from my house, I drove there along the concrete highway across the top of Johannesburg, back and forth, every Tuesday night for 2 years. And how about his classroom? So Dr. Saunders had a converted garage in the grounds of his property, which he had converted into a classroom for astrology. So the walls were bursting with shelves full of astrology books, all of them imported from America at the time. The seating was old wooden pews from a church, and the place was a little cramped and windowless and lacked a bit of air, and towards the back there were shelves with cups and saucers and hot water urn for making tea. I was 20 years old at the time when I got to find him, and most of the other attendees were what I thought of then as older ladies. So they all got seats in the front, and I, being the youngest, had to stand at the back. In my lowly position as the youngest and last person in the room, it was my job to make the tea going and at half-time break serve cups of tea to the ladies, which I did. Now, when you got to this class, you really had to know your stuff, because at the door, Dr. Saunders stood, and in a way he demanded a lot from his students. So every evening as we arrived and parked our cars, he stood at the doorway and asked us a question about astrology. If you didn't know the answer, you had to go to the back of the lineup. So he would ask questions like, is tomorrow's eclipse solar or lunar? and you better know the answer. He would also ask what sign is the moon in now, which could be tricky because the moon may have changed signs in the hour before the class started, and you need to know that as well. So if you'd only checked your ephemeris in the morning and discovered that the moon was in Libra, but at 6 p.m. it actually had moved into Scorpio, and our astrology class began at 7 p.m, you needed to know it was in Scorpio. And if you didn't know the answer, you went to the back of the queue. But what this did was it sharpened up everybody's attention to the transits and where the planets were. People were not just drifting in, chatting, sitting down and casually taking an astrology class. They were focused. They were invested in these classes. You really had to be a part of the group to understand what was going on. And you had to know where the moon was and know where Mars was to be a part of this magical inner circle of budding astrologers which he had created. Over the next few months, each week a few people dropped out, because astrology is that type of subject where people think, oh yes, I'd love to be an astrologer, and then once they realise all the work that's involved, they think, no, this isn't for me, so they just stop coming. And eventually I got a seat at the back of the classroom. And then a few months later, I slowly started moving my seat closer and closer to the front as the class grew smaller and smaller. And then eventually, in the last 2 months of this whole two-year cycle, there was only three of us left, all sitting on the front row, and I was one of them. There was Arthur, Marie, and myself, and we were the only three of that whole class who achieved the coveted astrology diploma. So, under Dr. Saunders' tutelage, I learnt to read the stars with great clarity and insight. I studied the movements of the planets and the relationships between the zodiac signs, learning to interpret their hidden meanings and chart their course. We did natal astrology, we did forecasting, we did everything, absolutely in depth. We learned everything. I had pages and pages and pages of notes. Through many long and grueling hours of study and practice, I honed my skills as an astrologer. I became a student of my craft, able to read charts with clarity and precision. And so it was that my journey into astrology began. Guided by the wise teaching of Dr. Saunders, I continued to study and explore the mysteries of the cosmos, delving deeper and deeper into the secrets of the stars. I bought every book that was available in Johannesburg at the time, which wasn't that many, but I just kept going. I read everything there was. And with each passing day, my love for astrology grew stronger as I journeyed ever more into the infinite and wondrous universe that lay beyond. And from those first 2 years, the knowledge I gained then has stood me in great stead for the whole of my astrology practice. And of course, since then, I've read all the new books and practiced other things and learnt new techniques. And it's been a continuous life journey for me. There are many other side roads that I can discuss at another time about my astrology journey. But I just wanted to let you guys know how I began with really humble beginnings as a very young girl and got started with astrology. I'm now in a position where I have a website, I have a YouTube channel, and generally I'm teaching one-on-one private classes, I do consultations, and I coach aspiring astrologers. What interests me is how people are applying the astrology they have in their lives, and not necessarily just as doing consultations. That's only one way that you can express astrology. And many of my students come to me with different ways they want to approach astrology and use it for themselves. If you want to know more about what I offer, or maybe book a class or something, you can go to starsology.com/bookings and see what's available. There's also a place there where you can sign up for a meet and greet and just have a quick chat with me if you're interested. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you next time. Thanks so much for getting this far through the episode. I just want to take a moment to tell you about the two main options of my astrology services. So the first one is coaching. If you are an aspiring astrologer, and by that I mean someone who's perhaps a hobbyist astrologer, or someone who's learning astrology, or a student, or you've got a few books and you've been doing it for a while, but perhaps you need a little bit of help to bring it all together, then maybe getting some astrological coaching from me would be the answer for you. The astrology coaching I offer is a one-hour session on Zoom, and it's tailored to answer your particular questions. For example, if you have issues with natal chart readings, we can go there. Or if you're having problems working with your forecasting, we can go there. Or even basic astrology stuff, or even getting yourself organized for your astrology business. The idea is that astrological coaching will answer your particular questions. It's tailored specifically to you and where you are in your astrological journey. And I'm happy to help you out with some guidance about how you can get going, what to focus on, and what to dismiss. So that would be the astrological coaching for people trying to learn astrology. The second astrological service I offer is consultations. So this is for someone who perhaps doesn't know anything about astrology, but they just want to have their chart read or get their chart done. Call it what you will. So once more, this is a one-hour consultation over Zoom. I will interpret your chart, tell you about the main features, tell you about where the energy is flowing, and all the rest of what is entailed in a thorough natal chart interpretation. I can also add in some forecasting in there too, bearing in mind we only have 1 hour. So just in summary, I've got coaching for people who want to learn astrology, and I've got consultations for those who want to get an astrology reading done. I'm Alison Price from starzology.com. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next time.